Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Here on this Friday, Predators win last night 7-2 at Bridgestone Arena. And it always on Fridays at 2:30, we're pleased to be joined by a member of the front office. Michelle Kennedy joins us now, Madam President and the COO of the Predators. Michelle, that was fun last night.
It sure was. 7-2, four goals by Stammer. It was the place was buzzing. The guys were buzzing. I like this latest trend that we're on. Six of the last eight we won. I'm hoping for some more of that in my stocking for Christmas.
Yes, and we talked to Stammer earlier today, who of course was professional as always, but I think he enjoyed that one a little bit last night, and he certainly deserved to do so.
He sure did. It was after the game. Coach's comments about him, I think, got us all a little bit misty-eyed. He was just so, what he said was so on point. I mean, Steven has been a consummate professional. He hasn't had the season or really the tenure here yet that we had all hoped or he had hoped, but he has been great in the locker room. He's been the same guy after a bad couple of games as he is after a four-goal game, and just shows what a consummate professional and one-of-a-kind that he is. So I think all those young guys on our roster who are starting to get names of their own, love being a part of that with him. And I think everybody was universally happy to see him have a really great night like that. And we all hope for a lot more of those in Stammer's future.
So March 2nd, you all working with the NHL announced that that game is going to go from a 7 o'clock puck drop to a 1 o'clock puck drop against the Red Wings. And it's to put you more on an international stage, allowing that broadcast to be in prime time across Europe. So once again, the Predators very popular across the season in Europe, and I know you're excited to do this.
Yeah, we are. We're trying to become international darlings. We spent some time over in Sweden, had a great experience, and this international impetus is something that the league is really focused on. And when they asked us if we'd be interested in doing it, we were thrilled. It's no secret in the world of hockey, we do things a little bit differently. And this is another great opportunity for us to show the international hockey world that Nashville is a great place, that we can drive at 1 o'clock on a weekday afternoon. We will have more fun and more people in this building than most do for a Saturday 7 o'clock game. And we hope, this is not nothing we've talked to the NHL about yet, but if this were to become an annual tradition, we'd love it. If you think about Major League Baseball has a ton of weekday matinee games. Think about March Madness. They kick off on a weekday. And we would love to create something that is a recurring theme in Smashville, because I think it'll give a lot of people an opportunity to consume a game in a different way than they have in the past, and we're excited about it.
I love it. Michelle Kennedy's with it. Michelle, also, that gives Chase and I a day off because that game's on a Monday, so thank you.
That's right, and what we're doing? We're issuing to everybody in Smashville what we're calling PTO. Everybody gets PTO, but it's Preds time off. Everybody needs to take some PTO to come out here and catch some matinee hockey. I hope that, we're talking to a lot of our partners. It gives local businesses a chance to catch a day game with their employees and colleagues, and we'll have some great ticket packages to incent people to do that. We're going to have some other incentives. We'll have some food and beverage specials. First 10,000 fans will receive a Preds-branded baseball jersey. It's part of that Smashville Sports Series that we have. So it's going to be fun. Something that a lot of teams probably would have passed on, we were really excited about, because it's just our chance to do something our way, a little bit differently, and to show people how fun something a little out of the ordinary can be.
I love it. I know it's still a week away, but, look, next weekend you have Toronto coming to town. So all of Canada is going to be focused on Nashville. And then next Sunday the New York Rangers come to town. I can't think of a better back-to-back hockey weekend ever for the Nashville Predators the next weekend with Toronto and the Rangers. You got us. I know it's still a week out, Michelle, but that's great. I'd be over the moon excited already about that.
Yeah, it is a great back-to-back to sort of send us into a little bit of a Christmas respite, at least for home games. And, in the spirit of giving, as this is the season, we're going to be giving the first 10,000 fans of the Toronto game an ugly sweater And ooh, the first 10,000 fans coming to the New York Rangers game will receive a beanie. So if you want to get ready for your holiday party on the 22nd, come on the 20th and get yourself a sweater. 21st and get yourself a beanie. And you are ready for the rest of the Christmas season.
Oh, I love it. That's so good. Really, if you're even the smallest of a hockey fan or a sports fan, that's a great – two blue bloods coming in the Bridgestone back-to-back is wonderful. Great job.
Yes. They'll be very satisfying wins when we get them.
Yes.
Michelle Kennedy is with us. Are you going to Nate Bargatze this weekend?
I am. We're smiling today because we had a great game last night. And we're going to keep laughing through the weekend. We've got Nate here for three shows. He'll be here tonight to kick it off. We've got one tomorrow afternoon and one tomorrow night. We have sold nearly 50,000 tickets. And, the odds makers are looking at whether we're going to break another attendance record tonight or tomorrow night.
Well, that would be awesome to do that. Is he required to wear Preds gold, or do you just kind of leave that up to him?
We're going to leave it up to him, but he's a smart man. He knows that he needs to. He knows that Diego is on the big stage on Saturday, and that we need to send some. We need to anchor down and send some Commodore love that way. So I would be shocked if we didn't see. I did not get to approve his wardrobe, but I'd be shocked if we don't see some indication of Vanderbilt and what he's wearing.
Absolutely. So I'm curious about this. All right, there's a show at 3:01 at 7:00. How quick do you need the turnaround? Right, I mean, you got to take the cleaning crew in there and clean out my popcorn at 3:00, and then, I mean, I find how hard you guys work fascinating, Michelle.
We are old pros at this, Joe. This is like worlds of time. If you think about SEC and the brush back between those sessions, sometimes we have 10 or 15 minutes to get this place clean, and we'll do it again. This is all in a day's work here at Bridgestone Arena.
I love it. You guys do such a great job. Now, you're right. The SEC is a testament to hard work, dedication, commitment for cleaning that stuff out and looking, making it like it's brand new. So that's wonderful.
Well, it's going to be fun. We look forward to this weekend, all of next week. We are going to go into the holiday respite on a high, and can't wait for the next few days.
No doubt. Michelle, appreciate it as always for all you do, and having fun with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys. I hope to see you around the arena before the holidays, but if not, happy holidays, my friends.
Yep, you too. Thank you, Michelle. Michelle
right.
Kennedy,
see
the president and COO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program.